Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday, tax deadline day. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. You had to write a big one.
It's fine. We're blessed. But what happens, though, is a lot of folks don't know what they're doing, and they freak out the last minute, and I feel bad about it.
Yeah, get an extension for your federal. It's easy. $48.68. You still have to figure out if you think you owe money and then send a guesstimate check, and it better be right or close. That said, please consult your accountant or tax advisor.
I do nothing. We pay some guy, and he's wonderful, and it is what it is. We're very lucky. I don't complain about having to write big checks. You can't make the big check to write. You can't write the big check unless you make big money. So we're very grateful. There's a pizza joint in Oakland. You know, I'm old school. Obviously, I'm half Italian. I have relatives still in Bloomfield. Family from the old country. So all these things come together when the city tries to jack around a family-owned business, a family-owned pizza joint that's always getting jacked around by the city, and they have a pattern of doing this. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Tim Shuley. I'm certain there are a lot of Shuleys in the region.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them came from Abruzzo, right?
Yeah, Gambarale.
Gambarale. I've been in your town in Italy next to Pizza Ferrato.
Pizza Ferrato.
So describe, honestly, my brother, we've been having discussions about how you get jacked around by the city. Is it fair for me to say 10 years at least?
Well, the past 5 years, yep. You know, there's a lot of construction going around us, and it's going to be well worth the wait in the next, maybe possibly two more years of this construction. But they've eliminated all of our on-street parking. There's potholes everywhere. It's not safe for the community. And
tell everybody where you're at, just to kind of set the stage, because I've been in. By the way, it's wonderful pizza, Larry, and they're wonderful people. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, but we're on the corner of Fifth Avenue and Halkett Street, right across from Carlo University. We've been here since 1980.
Bunch of UPMC buildings, Western Sykes right in there. There's a lot of people that love his pizza, including a lot of college students. But
oh, yeah.
They've decided, honestly, to hell with you. We've got to do this construction, and we don't care about the consequences. Is that fair?
It's not. And, you know, like, there's times where we get no notifications. You can just close a road and close the sidewalk so our customers can't get to us. There's some days we can't even pull in our own driveway. I mean, and you don't even notify us? What kind of business are we running here? It's not fair, and something needs to be done. But right now, if I'm looking out the window right now, this crater is probably the size of two cars. It's been like this for over a month, and it's at a crosswalk. I'm watching a lady right now almost trip to walk across the street.
Okay, I gotta address this, Larry. By the way, this is the same conversation we had with Jeff Cohen at the Smallman Street Deli on Friday. They just throw up construction cones, say, screw your business, and you're on your own. So they take away all of his parking, and I am not kidding you. It's the biggest pothole I've ever seen in this town. Hey, my man, my daughter goes to Pitt, so we're driving that all the time. It's so big. Rather than fixing it, what'd they do, man? They threw a couple yellow cones in there, Larry.
I saw you posted a video yesterday.
Come on, Tim. What a bunch of idiots.
I mean, I've seen in the past month city guys come, and I'm not talking trash on guys. I know they're trying to do the job, but the thing is, they're dumping, running over it with the wheels, and the next day it just caves back in, and just drop a cone in it. And now you have, like, this, like, I guess, five cones merging into another lane, and then you go back to another lane. Why don't we just fix this thing?
Is it a sinkhole, or is there a bigger issue?
Oh, no, it's a pothole.
To me, now it looks like a sinkhole. But, I mean, it's been like this for a month. What are we going to wait, another month?
The buses can't go in there. It's the biggest. It has screwed up so many cars. You've watched it happen, haven't you?
Oh, I'm watching it right now. Right now, as we speak.
It's Fifth Avenue. This isn't some back road.
Right, Larry.
That's and like, I mean, we seen about a month ago when we hosted a few March Madness games here, complaining about the infrastructure of Pittsburgh, and here it is. It's right here.
No, this is endemic of a much bigger problem. What do they tell you when you tell them you're screwing my business because you decided to take away all my parking?
What do they tell you? They tell me, sir, what do you want us to do? We got to do our job. I'm not stopping you, but just do the job. That's what I want you to do.
Yeah, why the hell don't they fix the damn pothole today, though? I don't understand.
Well, to me, I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess we have more problems. You know, we got to get rid of plastic bags instead of fixing potholes.
See?
You know?
This is what I'm talking about.
Did you ever call 311, that response?
Yeah, we've called 311. But every day, I mean, I'm sure there's thousands of vehicles. So you can see city vehicles driving by. City inspectors are here every day in this building. You tell me you don't see this pothole, this manhole, whatever it is.
I wanted to use him today as an example of what it's like to try and run a small business where you kick ass, you have amazing food, you have amazing customer service, you have great pricing, but this big behemoth of a dysfunctional government screws you. Right, Tim?
For sure. For sure. But the thing is, we haven't let it stop us. We are the busiest we've been in 40, going on 44 years. But the problem is getting to us. It's an issue, you know? It shouldn't be.
I'm all over it, man. I love you. We got to stop in for a slice, man.
You got to come in.
I've been to your people's home in Gambarell, by the way.
You've been there. I know. You were good friends with Bruno, and that's where my dad and my father-in-law are from Ferrata. So I got the best of both worlds here.
Amen. All right, Tim. Tim Shuley, Shuley's Pizza on 5th and Halkett.
We're on it, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We apologize for that connection, whatever the hell. That's us, right? That's on us, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bum, bum.
720, this is the Big K Morning Show.
Now, the Tim thing, the Shuley thing. Here's why this stuff irritates me. So let's do a little backtracking here. So we have Cohen on from Swarm Street Deli last week. So these idiots decide to shut down his business, in essence, by deciding to start a construction project with no assistance from the cops, nothing. So he's hosed. So then Tim, this family business that's killing it, despite the idiots at City Hall who really don't give a damn if he fails. Seriously, Larry. Now let's back up even further. Remember when the city decided to put in these idiotic parking spaces where they only allowed someone to drop stuff off for 2.5 minutes and they started fining you?
Yeah, they're monitored by cameras and they send fines, right, you know, through the mail.
To jack around small businesses. What's my point? Without small businesses, Pittsburgh doesn't exist. But somewhere along the way, my brother, they decided, screw you. There is, honestly, man, if you've been in there, these are old school Italians. I mean, when you're in there, you feel like you're with family. I feel like I'm sitting with my cousins, the Shirellis, in Bloomfield at their joints. And my point is, why don't they give a damn, Larry? Seriously. Why? And that pothole hacks me off. Because instead of why wouldn't someone at PWSA, why wouldn't someone at Public Works say this crap needs to be fixed today? It's on one of the, like you said, Larry, thousands of cars.
And he said months. That's on Fifth Avenue. That's right. Not like some back street.
Right. Larry, and I'm telling you, brother, it's massive.
I saw it. You sent a picture. You posted it.
It's a friggin' joke.
I was wondering at first, where is this? And when you realize it's on Fifth Avenue, we'll see.
Let me tell you this, how they were jacking around my boys in Public Works, the city. This is a fact. So you remember when I was talking about they got a big raise or a good raise. I love the Public Works guys. They kill it. A couple months ago, city wasn't paying them their raise. And so they start calling and the city says, we don't have the money to pay. I swear from lying, I'm dying. We don't have the money to pay you your raise. So my boys at the union said, all right, we'll just start pulling our crews. This went down. Guess what happened? They're paying them now. What's my point? So you have to threaten to pull crews. You have to threaten to start working to get a damn raise that you were promised in a damn contract.
Well, the more disturbing part of that story is they don't have the money. It's April.
Right, that they're lying to them, saying they don't have money. Well, you better find it, Jack.
It's April.
It's April, brother. What I'm saying is there's a pattern here, Larry, of irresponsibility and negligence and a total lack of compassion for hardworking folks that really are out there just trying to make a living, like the Public Works guys or Shuley's Pizza. It's ridiculous, man.
You were downtown. I saw you with your son, Vince.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people in
town
yesterday.
That was a wonderful event, the March of Dimes event.
The walk.
It was beautiful.
On the North Shore.
It's funny you should say this. I love the fact that so many people give a damn. Regular folks, families that are affected by premature birth. My wife was one of the hosts, and I brought Vince because I want him to learn how to be selfless. Seriously, not to be a jerk here. And thousands of people turn out to make a difference, and I think it's amazing. Hey, I want to mention something before we go to the break. Top five dumbest things CBS has ever done. Ever. Now, you and I are asleep. Billy Joel has a live concert at Madison Square Garden last night.
Right.
And these goofballs, jagoffs, in the middle of the live concert, they cut out, went right to local news. Seriously. Right in the middle of Piano Man live, they cut short the concert. People went berserk.
They've been promoting this months.
And Larry, you know what happens, right? The Masters goes long, so the concert starts late. All right. But some doofus egghead was on his private jet and decided that it's a good idea to cut out in the middle of a live concert of Billy Joel. Larry, why are you singing Piano Man? Larry, people went berserk all over the country.
Paul, do you remember when, one of these stories, way back in the day, a football game, they cut to the movie Heidi.
Heidi.
So they're doing it again.
I got a good one for you, Marty.
But back hold on. In the middle of Piano Man, Raz.
Oh, yeah. Outrage. I was involved in an outrage once. The station I was working for back home didn't run the Olympic gold medal game when the men won the Olympic medal title against Russia.
Why? Was too early.
That's what everybody said. Why?
Yeah, but hold on. This happened last night, not in the 40s. That's relevant. But who's the idiot that thought this was a good idea? And here's what happens. Now everybody's posting KDK sucks. This is not their decision.
No.
This is not their decision.
That is not the case.
Some doofus at his home in the Hamptons said, I just cut to news.
Blame CBS.
Not KDK's fault.
No. Every Monday at this time, we bring you Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. And we look forward to our conversations. I don't know if it's the juxtaposition of space and time that it's income tax deadline day. I'm sure that has people feeling a certain way when they're considering their financial futures. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. I know. Sam reminded me it was the 15th today. And, she was telling me she was doing her taxes last night. So it's a good day to talk about taxes.
Yeah, and I would imagine the impact of that for small businesses, for individuals, How you navigate that world has a major impact on your future.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Especially with small businesses. I mean, for small businesses, there's some big deductions that they'll miss. For example, one of them is Section 1202. This is a big, big benefit. It allows an exclusion of up to 100% of gains from federal income tax when selling qualified business stock. Listen to this, Larry. Up to $10 million or 10 times the investment basis. So imagine this. Imagine you got a tech entrepreneur or any entrepreneur, okay, in any line of business who invested $200,000 in a small business. Let's say they do that in 2015. By 2021, the shares are valued at, let's say, $12 million. Upon selling the business, they could exclude $10 million of their gains from federal taxes under Section 1202, having met the required conditions like holding the stock for a minimum of 5 years and operating as a domestic C corporation. So if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a business owner, Section 1202 is something to talk to your tax accountant about, especially if you plan on selling your business.
There are probably people listening and hearing that right now. They're getting sick to their stomach because they didn't know about it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, there's a lot of small business owners out there that have these big liquidity events when they sell their businesses,
right,
and they get crushed on taxes,
right,
not knowing that there's lots of things that can be done.
But by the way, you make an astounding point. I can't believe he brought this up today. It's so important. I have so many friends that are in their 60s and in my age group that have, this is bizarre to me, brother, because they spend their lives creating this wonderful business. And I swear, I say to them, do you have a succession plan? No.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's unfathomable to me, man.
Correct. A lot of small business owners do not have a succession plan. And part of that is, how are you going to unwind that business?
That's right.
And sell it, right?
Without getting spanked.
That's correct. Without getting spanked.
Spanked is a good word.
Well, they don't. I don't get that, though. They don't have estate planning. They don't have tax planning. But they make a crap load of money. Why is,
yes,
that? Why is that historically?
I think what it is, and I see it a lot with small business owners,
yes,
I think they're so busy,
that's
operating,
right,
the business.
That's right.
They're so involved in that business on a day-to-day basis. It's like the cobbler's kid having no shoes, right?
Nice, nice.
So,
I love him. I love you, man. You're the best. That is, what a great way to put it. They're so busy they can't get around to it, right?
Yeah, which that should not be the excuse, because you absolutely have a succession plan. I mean, I just think about death alone. What happens if you die? What are you going to do with the business?
That's right. And the tax implications are astounding if you don't set up some sort of way to protect that tax when you sell the business or when you pass.
That's right. Liquidity events are a really big deal. And I'm going to talk to you. I want to talk about that on when it comes to even, you know, small business owners usually will own some type of rental property too.
Yep.
And so if you have a big liquidity event as a business owner, you know, we understand normal depreciation of property is over 27 and a half years. But I just had a business owner that sold their business for a significant amount of,
right,
money, a little over $5 million.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a big liquidity event,
it
because
is,
that's all going to count as income. But they also owned property. What no one told them until they met us was that you can have something called a cost segregation study done on your rental properties, which basically allows you to accelerate your depreciation over 5, 7, and 15 years. So essentially the liquidity event that he had of $5 million, when we had the cost segregation study done, said that he had $3 million worth of depreciation that could offset,
wow,
that liquidity event,
wow,
of $5 million.
Wow.
Now, and most people, small business owners, I said, do you own property? Have you done a cost segregation study? Do you know if you can accelerate a certain amount of depreciation? They say, I don't even know what a cost segregation study is.
See, I hear this all. This is amazing. I had a lunch with a guy on Friday who owns a massive business. And he looked at me with this blank stare about an estate plan and protecting his assets and protecting his taxes and having a succession plan. I need to hook you two up. So I'll send you an email.
Hey, okay.
We're
Sounds
with
good.
Brian Caranta. Before we lose you, also want to ask about, and this affects a lot of people when they have a primary residence sale, when you sell your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yes, if you lived in your home for at least two of the last 5 years. And by the way, these 2 years don't need to be consecutive. Okay, you could live there for 6 months, move out, come back, right? So this doesn't have to be 2 years consecutive. So if you lived in your home for at least two of the last 5 years, you can exclude up to $250,000 if you're single, up to $500,000 if you're filing jointly. So let's put that in perspective. Let's say Linda and Jeff sold their home for $800,000 in 2022, and let's say they purchased it for $300,000 in 2010. They would be able to exclude the entire $500,000 gain from their capital gains tax, avoiding a significant tax bill.
Wow.
And most everybody can qualify for that if you're, you know, if you're a homeowner.
That's why you have to reach out to Ryan Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Get the book and get an update. This is timely, especially on income tax deadline day. But maybe real quick, I know the Roth IRAs and Roth 401k accounts are also top of mind for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, listen, Roth IRAs, I want you to stop making contributions to traditional IRAs and Roth and to traditional 401ks. Make contributions to Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, which your employers are now providing. So that offers you tax-free growth and tax-free income. This is how Peter Thiel, who was co-founder of PayPal, he was one of the very first investors in Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
He bought those stocks. He bought $2,000 worth of PayPal stock within his Roth IRA. And today he has a $5 billion Roth IRA. So if you're out there and you're taking risk with your money and buying individual stocks, the place to take risk is the Roth, because if you hit it big, no taxes on any of that growth or any of the money you pull out.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Brian Caranta, great stuff today. Enjoy tax income deadline day. I'm sure you had it at the end of January done, wrapped up.
Yeah, that's right. Happy taxes, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Right after the top of the hour news with Paul Rasmussen, we're going to talk to the chief medical officer at UPMC. Apparently, there are some drug shortages.
Some. This is bizarre to me, Larry, that in the greatest country on earth, if you can imagine, in the first 3 months of the year, this is crazy, Larry, in the first 3 months of the year, there were 323 active medication shortages. Come on, bro.
What is the issue?
Everything from supply chain to the actual drug is in too much demand to resources to staff. It is the worst they've ever seen ever in America.
We'll talk to Dr. Don Yealy about that coming up also in our 9 o'clock hour. Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland will join us to discuss, headlines around the world. Are we on the brink of World War III?
No. Come on. People get all weirded out. And I understand that they could or would, but come on.
Well, that's the headline in a lot of publications.
People get very nervous. And by the way, there's no better person in America to talk to than him. He is a badass.
And this is the first time Iran has directly attacked Israel.
I have friends in the military who tell me that McCausland should have been a general. He's that good. But because he always speaks the truth, speaking the truth got in the way of him being a general. I'm serious about that.
I could see.
Same here.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to his take on this. And where do we go from here? Also, how about Neil Shipley?
That's wonderful.
Central Catholic grad, went to James Madison. By the way, graduated in 3 years.
Dummy.
Then he got a master's at Ohio State.
Dummy.
Only amateur to make the cut at the Masters, plays the final round with Tiger Woods and beats Tiger, has a better overall score.
Poor Tiger had him.
He had his worst round ever.
And he's kind of literally handicapped, has half of a foot, to be honest. He almost lost his leg.
Yeah, he played, unfortunately for him, he had to play 23 holes on Friday because they got a late start due to weather, and then he didn't get the finish, and everything that could have went wrong for Tiger did. However,
he played with the greatest player in the history of golf, arguably. So
at the Masters, can you imagine?
It's literally like a priest getting to play with Jesus, to heal some people on a Sunday. It's that big.
It was huge for that young man.
And he He's very charming. Well, we both know his parents. His mom's wonderful. His dad's wonderful. His dad's an investment banker, investment guy. His mom's a bank president. And my wife met them 20-plus years ago. They were her landlord at a small apartment in Mount Lebanon. That's how we met their family. And Chris Shipley, his aunt, worked for me at my company. It's actually a small world, as you know, brother.
That's so cool. But I think he was one of the big stories. And I'm just going to share a snippet of when they do this ceremony, which is, you know, a tradition unlike any other with Jim Nantz, CBS. They go to this place called the Butler Cabin, and they have the winner, the year's previous winner, the president of Augusta, and then the high amateur. And he got a really nice award.
Really nice.
And here's just a snippet of what went on when they went into the Butler Cabin after the Masters.
The jacket and Scotty Scheffler, along with the low amateur, Neil Shipley. Fred, you know how important the amateur participation is to the history of this tournament. You played in it three times yourself. What a performance by Neil this week to be here in Butler Cabin, to be recognized.
It is, Jim. We've had five great amateurs who competed this week, and we congratulate Neil in carrying on this great tradition. Neil, you played very well the entire tournament, and we're paired today with one of the legends of the Masters, Tiger Woods. What was that like today, playing with Tiger?
Very special. It's a day that I'm going to cherish forever. He was great to me out there, and to have all the patrons out there rooting both of us on was phenomenal.
How about that?
It's amazing, man. Good for him. I don't know how they decide whether to go pro or not. But just so you know, he was there yesterday. He's the 37th ranked amateur in America. In other words, that's how tough the competition is.
And his overall score for the week was better than guys like Vijay Singh and Tiger Woods.
And he was
Woods.
Only one over yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.